Yeah, Miles, obviously kind of your first really close loss of the year. I guess he's been pretty close to you, but this is the first like really down to the wire game.
Yeah.
Kind of just what went wrong down the stretch those last few minutes there.
I thought we turned the ball over. I think there was a stretch around like just after that last media or like around four and a half minutes. We honestly, I don't even think we played horribly, but we just have to execute and not turn the ball over. They hit some tough shots, which is tough. We had to contain Tynes a little better, a lot better, and that's on me partly. Limit turnovers. But I thought we fought. I thought we fought. I'm definitely not like upset with my team or anything like that. But yeah, yeah, we fouled a little bit down the stretch. We turned the ball over a little bit down the stretch. Yeah, sometimes the memory isn't great right after the game, so a lot of very emotional, but yeah.
Yeah, Miles, there was a point in the first half where after you got a tough foul, well, yeah, you got the foul, and then you like yelled for your team to come over very emphatically. What can you say about this new role of you stepping in as the team captain, as the leader, as the only guy that's really been there and done that for the squad?
I just have to be better. I have to lead by example. I mean, the yelling stuff, I mean, yeah. It this just was spur of the moment. I feel like most of the time I'm not really like that, but I just have to, you know, when I have to see some, when I see something, I have to be aware, and then when I see something, I have to speak up, and I have to lead by example. And I don't think I did a great job. I need to be better. I need to be better.
You were also had tough outing offensively for you, 1 for 8. Was there anything specific that you're looking at to improve for next game, or was it just shots were not going down tonight?
My shots, it just gotta go to the next game. I think it's just gotta look at it as an aberration and keep go move forward. Get some good sleep the next couple of nights. Come into practice ready. It's, you know, definitely not happy with how I shot. But honestly, I let it affect me emotionally, and that's what can't happen. So yeah, I don't know if that's your question. Just move on to the next thing, bro. It's gonna happen.
What was the kind of the sense that you got, you know, in those huddles down the stretch there? Did you feel like, you know, the younger players around you were kind of up for this? You sense some kind of some
Dude,
pressure coming
I thought
by
we
you?
were, I thought we, and Coach Jones said this after, and I feel like everything after the game is like, it's hard to really speak like accurately about the game. You really have to watch the film again. You really have to watch the film and analyze it. But from and the initial, you know, reaction, you know, after 10 minutes after the game, I thought we fought. I thought Mattai was ready to play down the stretch. I thought Kai was ready to play down the stretch. Ethan was good down the stretch. And I thought we fought, and I thought our defense was better. Like our game, excuse me, our game plan going into the game was that we knew they were not like other teams, a lot of teams we've played so far, which like they try for one action and then they just ISO. Like Sacred Heart was really like that. But and Bryant. But they were gonna keep setting ball screens, keep screening, they were gonna keep moving. And so we were trying to just play through that and get them to try to take one-on-one shots. And I thought down the stretch we did that, and they hit him. They hit him, and then Philip Poverty, whatever his name is, he hit shots down. He hit three. What did he shoot from three? Shot 2 for 3, and our scout on him was, you know, we want him to take three. So it's tough. It's tough. But I thought we fought. I thought we fought. We just have to, can't be turning the ball over at the end of the game like that.
About Filip Poviev's 2 threes, obviously both of them in the corner
Yeah.
down the stretch there. You said you wanted him to take threes. Were you guys cool with those looks that you gave him in the corner there?
I have to see it, to be honest. It's tough. But I mean, our scout was this. It was. I mean, I shouldn't actually say what our scout is. But with him, it's not like we. Everybody, like the 85% of Division I basketball players can make an open three-pointer.
Yeah.
It's about what are you willing to give up with him. And for him, we don't want him taking open threes. We want him taking contested threes. So, yeah, I can't speak about the looks specifically, but he had a great game. He had a great game.
Yeah, and then, sorry, Jason. You know, throughout the season here, really, you've been pretty solid defensively for most of your games. Kind of struggled offensively in a lot of them. What do you kind of think about tonight's performance on both sides of the ball?
For me?
Just for the team.
Oh, you said what? We've struggled.
You've been really good defensively so far as a team. And then
struggled offensively.
Not been as great.
Just gotta keep going. I don't know if I have anything really super specific to say, but just gotta keep fighting, and at a certain point it'll click, you know. I don't know if that's your question.
Miles, today you guys, the one thing that you could point at as the one good takeaway was that the team did not really foul much and played defense physically without fouling. You guys only had one less free throw than Maine, and it's been a, kind of a story of the team so
not
far.
Not facts.
That you guys have a big free throw deficit, maybe not the first half, but definitely by the end of the game. Yeah. What did you like about like how you played aggressively without fouling on defense?
Well, I think it speaks to something larger in just the sense that I think with a younger team, you know, there's a learning curve, but like it's almost like a graph where you learn really quickly, you know what I mean? And so our team is really willing to listen, and so like we struggled with like having back men and being in the gaps, and I feel like we're a lot better at that. We were struggling with transition defense, and we actually didn't do an amazing job tonight, but we're starting to learn and we're starting to listen. And so fouling has been something that coach has been really big on, and I didn't even realize that because I thought we fouled, but I guess not horribly.
Most of those free throws at the very end were just
that's true. So we're learning, and I think we're taking what coach says, and we're trying our best. We still have a long way to go, but I think I think that's an example of us just learning and executing better. Yeah.
And it's obviously, you know, it's like you already mentioned, it's a very young team. You are the senior that's kind of, you know, supposed to step into that leadership role and kind of gather the troops and calm everybody down when, you know, it's crunch time, 3 minutes left, tie game. What do you emphasize, I guess, my question, in being a leader? Is there anything that you feel like you have to change moving forward to get better results for you?
I think as a team, get better results as a team.
For yourself and for the team.
I think for both, it's just you have to be able to like analyze your games, you know, and think about them critically, and then forget about them. You know, like, take the lessons and that you need to learn, and then forget about them. And I think that especially goes for the personal stuff, but also as a team, like we gotta learn and move on, and then I think we have to practice better. We have to come into practice ready to do that, to like, you know, be ready for that next game. So yeah.
You were talking about some of the improvements you made defensively with the fouling, closing the gap, stuff like that. Offensively, what do you think are some of the improvements you guys have made from the first game at Northeastern to right now, even though the results haven't necessarily come for you as a team?
You know, like, I don't know. I feel like offensively, we're getting a lot of good looks. I think tonight they were really denying, and we struggled, like, being able to move the ball effectively. And they were icing the ball screens, and that, like, was throwing us off of our rhythm. So I think other than that, like, we've been moving the ball, and a lot of the games where we haven't been great offensively, like, we've gotten a lot of good looks, and they just haven't necessarily been falling like that. But yeah, I think we've done a good job of just sharing the ball, and that's something we've like gotten better at throughout the year.
Final question for me, Miles. Coach kind of talked about after the Northeastern loss in the home opener that this team will continue to get better. He had told us that his players thrive in the system the more by just learning by example, right? So yeah, there's going to be tough nights, but the team will eventually get better. My question to you is, are you at all worried about where the team is at? Do you think you guys are on an upward trend? Where's
your
head with that?
I think you have to be blind to say we're not on an upward trajectory. And it's like this, you know, it's going to go like this, you know, it's not going to be a straight, you know, what is it? Y
linear.
Equals MX plus B.
Yeah.
It's not going to be a linear function. It's going to be, fluctuating. So you have to ride those waves. And I mean, we knew going into the year that it wasn't going to be a cakewalk, and I think we know it. I think we just have to just come in ready to play hard and execute Gocha's game plan. That's it.
The last one for me is, you guys obviously been playing a lot of different players throughout the year.
Yeah.
Played a lot tonight.
Yeah.
The minutes kind of spread out pretty
evenly
throughout the game today.
Yeah.
Mike played a lot. He hasn't played that much
in
the past couple of games.
Yeah.
Has that been at all kind of difficult for you guys, just with so many moving pieces? You're subbing people out like over and over.
Yeah, I think it's definitely not easy, but I think we all know, like, we all respect each other's games so much, you know? And as somebody who's like, you know, it's not my job to determine who plays, it's just to support my teammates when I'm not playing, and then to play as hard as I can when I am in. It's just about supporting, like, being there for my teammates. When Ben Roy subs in for me, I'm there clapping for him. And when I came out, he was like, yo, we need you. Like, be ready when you get back in. So I mean, it's definitely tough, especially for the dudes who are getting less minutes. It's tough to you know, not know how much you're gonna play and be ready. Like, I was in that position just 2 years ago, so it's tough. But I think we all know that, like, Mike McNair is a good player. He's a really good player, and I've seen him do a lot of tough stuff, like really impressive things. So when he's out there, I trust him, and I know when I'm out there, he trusts me. So you know, it's tough, but it's when you're on a Division I basketball team, you got a lot of good players. So, cool.
Thanks, Miles.
Thanks.